Hi, I'm Paige, and this is the cold open.
Oh no.
This sounds like another bit.
It is a bit.
Is this a PSA?
Roy, I was wondering if I could start by telling you some relevant jokes.
You sure can.
It's not going to appear relevant until it is.
Okay. This isn't like that thing you pulled on us that one time.
What did I do?
I don't know. You had some game.
What?
I didn't like that game.
I don't remember a game.
You played some game trying to confuse us.
Did I?
Well, it's pretty confusing.
Just making things up. Yeah. Why did Karl Marx only write in lowercase?
Why?
Because he hates capitalism.
I totally know what the connection is here.
Ah, damn it. Okay, well, not everyone's going to know. Because not
but what
everyone...
a fun fact.
Yeah. And you know, because not everyone knows what's for dinner. Why does Karl Marx hate Earl Grey tea?
I don't know. Paige, why?
Because all proper tea is theft. Right?
Young Rebecca just resigned.
I just have one more.
Okay.
She's howling over there. It's a good thing the mics aren't picking
I
up.
I love how you're segueing from Karl Marx to our topic of the day.
Yes, you know. Listener has no clue. Listener has like, no idea. What? Karl Marx is a historically famous philosopher and a political theorist, mm-hmm. but very few people know about his sister, Anya, the inventor of the starter pistol.
Anya Marx, get set, go. Cue the music. You're fired. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Made From What's Left. I'm Roy.
No.
I had to do it.
Oh, all right. Then I'm Paige, and this is the thing you already named, Made From What's Left.
Didn't work at all.
No.
Okay, how do you want to start this?
So tonight we were excited to do a topic that's near and dear to everyone's heart.
I love this particular topic.
I love this particular topic. I partake in this particular topic.
I love not this just topic. Because I'm an Eric Estrada fan. That's right. We're talking about chips.
It's because you're a Karl Marx fan.
They're still not going to know.
No?
They're still not going to know.
No?
Do you remember the show Chips?
Yeah. No. No. I was but a wee child.
So you won't know what the acronym stood for?
I don't.
Do you care to guess?
No.
It was the California Highway Patrol. And also
what
there's an
the
I
S?
In there. It was Chips. California. It was about the California Highway Patrol.
Highway. So it's
like it was like big C, big H, small I, big P, small S, Chips.
And what did the S stand for?
The I was just there because you can't call a show Chips.
And the S?
There's no I in Chips, but there is a paunch.
There is, eventually.
There is an Eric Estrada and the blonde guy, whatever his name was. Clearly did not make enough of an impression. Might as well have just been John enough. Schneider for all I care.
Yeah, just enough of an impression.
We're not talking about motorcycle chips or poker chips.
Right.
Or the chip on your shoulder.
Or California Highway Patrols.
We are talking about
Old Dutch.
Potato chips.
Oh, just in general?
Well, we're going to talk about Old Dutch.
Okay.
Potato chips.
All right.
But to get there, we have a little history of the potato chip.
Okay, so I'm going to have a nap. You just wake me up when you're done with whatever this is.
Because you're excited to talk about Old Dutch chips.
The only notes I have.
As a Winnipegger.
Yes.
Old Dutch is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
And you'll tell
kind
us why.
Kind of a big deal.
And where know. Karl Marx comes in.
Okay.
Did you know that the... Do you want to care to guess when the potato chip was invented?
I mean... I'm going to go... Okay. I'm going to go 1850. 56, 59.
I'm motioning lower, not higher.
Oh, 52.
1853.
Wow. I was going to say.
You were so close.
Oh, my God.
The potato chip was invented in 1853 by a Native American / African American man named, you're not going to believe this.
Okay.
George Crumb.
No, come on.
Yeah. So when you get to the potato chip crumbs, you can think of George Crumb.
Okay.
George.
Yes.
Was a chef at a very fancy resort called the Moon Lake Lodge in Sarasota Springs, New York. Okay. Sarasota Springs, New York.
Okay.
He was a chef.
All right.
So one night.
Where is Sarasota Springs, New York?
Oh, upstate?
Yeah, and you're just making
I have
that
no
up.
Idea.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
It sounds
Wendy,
lovely, though, doesn't it?
Wendy, please write in.
Wendy will tell us where Sarasota Springs is.
Wendy, please phone in.
So the way this went, one night a diner complained that his French fries were too thick and not seasoned enough.
And too French.
So he complained. George made a thinner batch, but the customer was still unsatisfied.
Okay.
So by this point, George was frustrated because these French fries have come back twice.
Wow.
He decided to make fried potatoes that were too thin to eat with a fork.
Was this just like malicious compliance?
This was malicious. He made thinly sliced fried potatoes that were too thin and too crispy to be eaten with a fork.
He's like, F you.
And he added extra salt.
Okay.
Literally to say, F you, let's see what you can do with those, yeah. Mr. Fancy. The customer loved them.
Oh.
And the potato chip was born.
No way.
Yeah.
And then...
It was a spite chip.
And then Hickory Stick said, F you even more.
F you even harder.
Make this even harder to eat.
You're going to need tweezers. In 1860, so...
1860. Okay.
7 years later,
yeah.
Crumb opened his own restaurant... And he placed a basket of potato chips, which he called Saratoga chips, on every table.
Cool.
So when you ate at Crumb's restaurant, you automatically got Saratoga chips.
Wow.
And they were very popular. And so due to their popularity, they were packaged and sold around New England.
Huh.
In 1895, William Tappenden, that sounds very fancy, built the world's first potato chip factory in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And so that ushered in potato chips being able to be sold in grocery stores,
packaged, and shipped out.
Yes. But. It wasn't until 1926 that wax paper bags were invented to keep the potato chips fresher.
Oh.
So a woman named Laura Scudder, who had a family chip business in Monterey Park, California, she had her staff figure out how to make a wax paper bag that would keep the chips fresher longer, protected from contaminants, and less likely to be crushed in shipment.
Because it put air in it.
Right?
Okay. All right.
So this invention revolutionized the potato chip industry.
Hmm.
And what more? She is credited with being the first person to imprint a freshness date on food products.
What? In 1920-something?
1926.
Holy smokes.
Right? For potato chips.
But she wasn't saying best before. She was saying, like, we made these on X date?
I'm thinking. It said a freshness date. I don't know. Maybe eat these within a week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't know how long they're gonna hang around. The first season chips.
Yes.
Do you care to guess when they were invented?
Well, yeah, 1852 when Mr. What's His Nuts.
Okay, I should rephrase that. The first flavored chips.
Flavored. Okay. Yeah, you tell me.
Not until 1954.
What?
1954. So literally 101 years after potato chips were invented. Am I mathing that right?
No, because you said. Oh, yeah, yeah.
1853.
They were invented.
1954.
Well, who seasoned the first chip?
Tato, a small Irish potato chip company.
Of course they're called Tato.
Of course. So they pioneered the technology to add seasoning to chips, or as they call them in England and the UK.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Oh, we should have probably had a little... defined terms for our UK listeners.
I'm sorry, UK listeners. This whole time we haven't been talking about fish and chips.
We're talking about fries, yeah.
We're talking about potato crisps. Do you care to guess what the first seasoned potato crisps were?
Like the flavor?
Yeah, they had two flavors.
Okay. Cheese? Is that one? I'm getting...
You're half right.
Near.
You're half right with that one. Cheese and...
Cheese and onion?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to do some potato chip
and
trivia.
And one other flavor, which is kind of iconically British. So let's see what you can do.
Oh, okay.
Or Irish.
Irish?
Well, it was an Irish company.
Okay.
So a UK kind of iconic flavor. Okay. Something that remains quite popular today. Think about when you get your fish and your chips.
Oh, vinegar. Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Excellent.
In America, the first two flavors of chips were sour cream and onion and barbecue.
Oh.
Not surprising.
Very regional.
Very regional. Some popular chip flavors around the world. In Germany, paprika chips.
I can also say
Hungary. We saw paprika chips on our trip.
Cool. Did you try them?
Did I? I think I did.
And?
I think they were good.
Okay.
We had many snacks on a train.
Good. That's good. That's what you're supposed to do on a train.
I think we had paprika chips.
Okay.
Mint chips in India.
Mint.
Mint. Like a chutney? Mint chutney, like a savory mint?
Is
like
it not savory?
Like not a toothpasty chip, but more
That's
of
all
a...
I can think of. All I can think of is like a sweet chip, nothing.
In Spain, ham.
A ham chip?
Jamón.
Mm-hmm. A ham chip.
A ham-flavored chip.
Do you think it's a smoked ham chip?
Like a cured ham? They eat a lot of ham in Spain.
Oh, well, I like a ham.
Yeah. And my favorite, my new favorite... which has only been my favorite for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Prawn cocktail flavored chips from the UK.
Good. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, like the Walker's prawn cocktail chip.
And have you had this because you bought it at the,
at the British store on Portage.
I'm still not, you haven't taken me yet.
Do you care to guess what the most popular chips in Canada are? Not chip flavors, but like overall brand and type. In all of Canada. I'll tell you what the most popular chip flavors are.
Okay, okay.
But the most popular chip in Canada right now.
Oh, I'm thinking it's like something made by Lay's.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm not guessing flavor. So then.
Well, you can guess flavor.
Lay's?
Oh, okay. Because there is a flavor component to this one.
Oh, okay, okay. Lay's,
I would go as basic as you can go.
Salt and vinegar.
On this one.
Original Lay's?
Yep.
Really?
Plain, old Lay's.
Original, just a plain old salted chip.
Just a plain old salted chip. Did you know that in the 1920s, Herman Lay ran a potato chip business. He was a salesman. He ran a potato chip business out of the trunk of his car, selling chips around the southern USA.
Why does that make you laugh so hard?
Because he's Lay's is actually a guy. Herman Lay.
Why is that so funny?
Can you imagine? A traveling salesman named Herman Lay? I can't even.
He's one of the good ones, I
He's
heard.
One of the good ones. we have assembled some chips.
Yes, we have. We have a bounty of them.
So I went to the store.
Yes.
Earlier today, and I panic bought apparently 10 flavors of potato chip.
10.
10. And we've had young Rebecca decant them into bowls for us.
Yes.
Is decant the correct word?
Sure.
And she's numbered them.
Yeah.
So the idea here is that we taste a chip.
Okay.
And we try to guess what it is.
We're going to lose all our listeners who hate the sound of chewing on...
Well, so I've been thinking about this because potato chips are like my number one hated sound.
Really?
Yeah. Like people eating potato chips is the sound that I hate the most in the world, unless I am also eating potato chips.
Okay. So we're allowed to eat them together.
I will go so far as to like turn the to put the TV on mute or change the channel if a potato chip commercial comes up and I know people will be eating chips.
Come on.
I can't handle it.
Really?
The sound of kissing and the sound of potato chips on
kissing
TV.
Kissing is gross, but
I hate the crunching. Eating? And when we were at the, I was recently at an airport, and okay. everyone around me was eating chips.
Oh yeah, you told me about
I had
this.
To leave. I had to leave.
It's like the airport the gave them out for free or something.
There's just everyone, but like giant bags of chips too. So I have a list here.
Okay.
Of the most popular chip flavors in Canada.
Okay.
It's a top 10 list.
Okay. Flavors. Top 10.
The people that provided this list, I think it was Straw Polls online.
Okay.
They also provided the most popular chip in Canada information.
Plain, who are they paid by?
Plain does not appear on this list.
Okay, good.
Original.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
It's not a popular flavor. That's... Maybe it's not a flavor.
Well, for sure it is. It's a variety. These yeah. are all varieties. I think it's a flavor because plain has salt on it.
I think that the way that we get around this
okay.
is we just politely step away from our mics for a moment.
And to crunch?
To crunch.
Okay.
And then we come back and we talk about the chip.
Okay, politely.
I like that. Poor listener. Listener, if you have misophonia, just put in your loop earplugs or volume down. Listen. So we have yeah. an assortment here of... a lot of orange chips,
yeah,
a lot of yellow chips.
A lot of beige happening.
We have two varieties of a ripple chip.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It looks like. And I think there's some kettle chips in there.
Oh, there is. I spied at least one, maybe two.
Kettle chips are like, if potato chips are here for me, kettle chips are here in like, terms of making me crazy with sound.
Oh, okay. But what about your own personal enjoyment?
As someone with decorative teeth.
Right. It's always about the decorative teeth. So
it takes a certain kettle chip.
Really?
Yeah. Like I need a less hard kettle chip.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. The whole point.
I don't enjoy the sensation of my mouth being ripped apart.
Oh. All right. Okay. Well, yeah.
Where do you want to start?
I think we should start with number one.
Where's
and what
number
do we?
One?
What's oh. the next to you? What is the test here?
We're just trying to guess the flavor.
Oh, and
I
then,
think we should just guess the flavor.
And then we're gonna get validation. Or...
And then I'm gonna tell you what the most popular flavors are because we're gonna talk about which ones we like and which ones need to.
Okay.
Hit the garbage.
All right.
Can I offer you a number one?
Sure. I know what that is.
That's cheesy. That's a cheesy chip.
That is straight up au gratin.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I think so.
Isn't it?
It's cheese for sure.
Isn't that au gratin?
Young Rebecca? Cheddar and sour cream.
That's not even a flavor.
That's not even a flavor. What was I thinking?
That's au gratin.
Is it? Is it the same? I don't want to eat another one.
Why?
I liked it.
Yeah, that's a good chip.
That's a good chip.
Cheddar and what? Cheddar and
cheddar and sour cream.
Two...
Do you have number two?
Yeah.
Oh.
This looks like a kettle
I'll take
to me.
The fallen chip.
the fallen hero.
Do you like a wish chip?
I love a wish chip. I love a folded chip.
Thank you for defining wish chip. I was just going to ask you to. It's a folded chip.
We didn't toast.
Will you eat a green chip if you encounter one?
I will
one?
Avoid a green
I
chip.
I won't eat a poisonous green yeah. chip. Okay.
Death.
Here we go. Number two.
Here goes.
What does that taste like?
It's a kettle chip. There's no question.
It's definitely a kettle chip. It tastes like the way the air smelled this afternoon.
Yes. What kind is that?
St. Boniface mushroomy.
Just a little bit industrial. I think there's a vinegar in that. I think it's like a...
I'm getting like a mustard. Nope.
No. I want to say...
Whatever it is, it does not go well with cheese and sour cream.
Sour cream and vinegar? Is that a thing?
No, sour cream and vinegar is not a thing unless you're Mennonite and you're making a cucumber salad.
No, but flavor-wise, it's vinegary.
Is it?
Onion and vinegar and onion?
I would say that's a vaguely flavored chip.
It's vague.
It's very vague. So
there's no punch in the face with that.
Young Rebecca?
Parmesan and garlic.
But... And are we guessing brand?
You could guess brand.
Did you put brand data in? I wrote brands. Okay, so.
I think that one, just from what I was grabbing off the shelf, was that a Dutch Crunch? That was a Dutch Crunch. That was an old Dutch kettle chip. I'm not putting that on my list.
No.
Can I offer you number three? Lots Please. Of wish chips here.
This is absolutely also a kettle chip.
I'm smelling my chip.
I did that too. And don't.
No.
Don't smell it.
That's a bad
smell.
That's
not a good smell. They're called...
That's like a musty closet smell.
It isn't a great smell, it's true.
I don't want to put this in my mouth.
Oh!
There was the mustard.
Mustard. That was disgusting. It smelled, it tasted worse than it smelled, and it did not smell good.
That's 100% honey mustard.
Why? Why did you do that to me? You know how I feel about a honey mustard.
I know.
You know a thing.
I know.
And you do it anyway. That was
do you like a
three.
Sweet chip?
No.
With an aftertaste?
Never.
I think that's the Kettle brand.
What on earth possessed you to get a mustard chip? So they took, not mustard, they took the worst kind of mustard.
They took Dijon mustard. Pardon me.
Sweet and chip should never meet. May I?
I need a palate cleanse. What's, yeah. What's number four? Number four looks barbecue-y. Zesty.
Yeah, to me, this is a barbecue. This is a ripple.
I think that's bar... Oh, but smell. No.
This
nope.
is not barbecue. Smell. This is tandoori.
It smells like taco seasoning.
Mesquite-y.
It smells like taco seasoning. Like right out of the package.
Maybe. That's paprika. That's why you're...
That's cayenne? Too much flavor.
Cayenne?
That's too much flavor.
Too much flavor?
That's too much flavor.
What are you doing here? We're that's testing too... flavors.
It's too much flavor.
No, I like that. That I've had that one before, but I can't think of what it is.
It's like a whole taco truck.
It's
on a chip.
It's not like that at all.
You only need one.
What is that?
Mexican chili.
I've seen these bags. I can picture the bag. That's an old Dutch chip. It's in a white bag.
Yep.
And it's got it like a little fiesta kind of thing. Yep. Or something. Yep. I've never ordered that or never had that before.
I think you could make that tolerable by dipping it into straight sour cream.
Well, that'd be good.
Right?
Yeah.
Or serving it with lettuce and tomato. Just for a little bit of fresh, little fresh crunch.
You want the rest of the taco? Is this what you're saying?
Okay, so I have a good friend named Fiona. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Fiona. And she does a lot of chip tasting.
What?
And she will rate her chips. Like if it's a very good chip, she'll say 10 out of 10, would chip again.
Would chip again. Okay, but hang on. What do you mean you have a friend who tests chips?
Like as a hobby. She eats chips and talks what? About them on her Instagram.
Oh, a hobby. Okay, it's not a paid gig.
Oh my God, that would be the dream job.
Well, except for you, Mrs. Too Much Flavor on a chip.
Too much flavor.
I wouldn't trust you to test my chip.
That'd be a good recipe chip. You could crush that bread chicken in it.
Oh my God.
And then serve that as a zesty Mexican chili chicken finger. Those are also a very aggressive ridge on that chip.
That is not aggressive. You know not of aggressive ridge.
No, those are fine. Actually, when I was little, I loved an old Dutch ripple chip.
Just a plain?
A plain ripple chip.
Can I guess what you dip it in? Onion dip.
Dill pickle.
Oh.
Dill pickle dip.
Well, you're edgy.
But I also like to eat them one ridge at a time. Number five.
Yes, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that is dill. That is a dill pickle chip, and I haven't even tasted it
yet. It looks like
yet.
It has some dill on it.
You don't think it's... It smells like dill.
Oh, that smells good.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
That is delicious.
That is your bog standard dill pickle chip.
Yep.
It is in my top five. I don't know about you.
I would put that on a hot dog.
I would put that in my face.
I would eat all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is
smash it.
Like a dill pickle chip, to me, is the perfect side dish. Because it's like having a pickle and also a potato.
It's like having dill potatoes?
Well, yeah. Like it's an elevated experience.
But I mean, it's just a really great flavor. It's not a worldwide thing. That.
No, but they always used to say that dill pickle wasn't available in the States.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely is.
Did you see it in your travels recently?
No, but I Googled.
Oh.
And they have it. They have it on Target. Target.com.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, fantastic.
They have several flavors. Have you seen the Lay's cucumber chip?
No, wait. What?
Part of their Around the World collection? Like
wait.
Asian flavors?
Cucumber? It's not a real... Is cucumber a flavor?
It's kind of like a non-flavor.
So is it just a watery chip?
It's just... Yeah, I laid around with two cucumber Lay's on my eyes at the spa the other day.
Cucumber Lays.
Cucumber. I didn't buy them because I couldn't imagine.
I mean, I know you like a chip that doesn't have too much flavor, so maybe this is right up your alley.
I like my chips to taste like ozone. All right.
Okay, number six.
Number six.
I can't even hazard a guess on this.
That's a kettle chip for sure. Right? Ooh.
I didn't think so, but yeah.
It has a lot of, there's a lot of coating.
Is there?
Feel your fingers.
Stop licking, you're cheating.
They're gritty.
I think this is Mrs. Vicky's sea salt and malt vinegar.
Mrs. Vicky's is maltier.
Is it?
I think it's just a, I will say this, delightful potato aftertaste.
It did have a potato-y aftertaste.
Like potato peely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was appealing.
Dork.
I would say that's a salt and vinegar kettle chip.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat salt and vinegar chips until my mouth bleeds.
Yeah, I remember.
Like sour worms and salt and vinegar chips.
I remember somebody telling me like that the lining of their mouth would peel off if they ate like a lot of salt and vinegar chips.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's true. It's exfoliating.
Literally shedding like a snake.
This is another orange chip.
Okay. All right, we're going for orange.
This has no discernible smell.
Really?
It smells like a sheet of paper.
I smell barbecue, I think.
Do you?
I think so.
Okay, going in.
All right. What? That's a barbecue chip. Is that just like straight up? No, it's not even. I'm getting a no from.
That's all dressed. Fire.
Oh, all dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And you hate it.
I don't like. To me, it's like, it's just trying to be too many things.
Because it's all dressed.
That one is an immediate no for me. An all dressed chip.
It's not a no for me, but I'm not going to buy it. When given the options, the many options on the shelf, that's never going to come home with me first.
No. Okay.
All right. Are we going for eight?
Number eight looks like another rigid chip.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean it's ridged. I'm taking two because that's a small chip.
Whoa.
Just
two? This is very, it's very.
It looks herbaceous.
And it's got lots of cream looking.
Powder. Okay. And lots of little green bits.
I'm going to, before I eat this.
This looks like a healthy chip.
No, it does not look like a healthy chip. But I am going to say this is probably sour cream and onion. I'm going to say without even tasting it. I'm going to guess.
Okay. Going in.
I haven't been right yet. Sour cream and green onion. Yes, I nailed it.
Sour cream and scallion. Said no one ever. That's a delicious chip.
That's a really good chip. Oh, again, though, sour cream and onion, very low on my list. Okay, up next is nine. I have a hunch.
You have a hunch on nine? I have a hunch
on this, yeah. Do you want me to speak my hunch?
This looks like the most popular chip in Canada.
Oh, never mind.
Look how like, I'm wrong, see-through then. That chip is.
That is some grease.
That is some good grease. What was your hunch? What did you think?
Well, I was going to say this was salt and vinegar, but...
But no flavors have been repeated.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's been... Onion has shown up a couple times.
Where? Was there extra onion? No.
Yeah, no. Number two had...
Parmesan and garlic.
Oh, garlic. What do I know? I just work here. That's a plain chip, and in this context... Kind of boring.
That's a plain lay chip.
Yeah. If I'm going to buy plain chips, it's because I've got one heck of a dip for them.
The pickle dip?
That's, well, I know that's your go-to, but I'm saying like any dip.
Any dip.
Yeah. Like,
there's a dip that they sell at Black Market Provisions that I want to try. It's called something like Very Good Dip. Not hell of a dip, but
that's good too.
It's made by that made by paste person.
Oh, cool. Okay,
that's just a lunchbox standard. That's giving like track and field day.
It's like regulatory. I don't know where this one's going. I'm interested though because it's got a really nice brown crisp finish.
It doesn't smell like anything.
Maybe this is the salt and vinegar. Oh, but you said nothing. Hey, you just cheated.
This is surprising.
Okay, are you ready?
I know what this one is.
Yeah.
And it came from a box. So I'm not going to guess, but it did come from a box, right?
So this is Old Dutch.
Mm-hmm. It was in the twin pack inside the box.
God, I love the twin pack.
This is a flavor that I imagine only old men buy.
Au gratin?
No.
Okay. That is...
You wouldn't eat this on a date. Or you would.
What? Is that a hint?
It's a combination of two flavors that we've had tonight in different formulations.
It's sour cream. It's not sour cream. It's cheese.
Nope.
And it's not cheese. It's...
Think sad old man.
Garlic?
Mm-hmm.
And bacon?
And its cousin?
Onion? Garlic and onion? Garlic and onion? This is... Remember the one, the nondescript number two?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was garlic and parmesan.
Parmesan. Okay. About the same amount of pizzazz.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a non-chip flavor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fine. It's greater than a original.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... at the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm. It needs something else. Bad.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually shocked at the lack of standards.
I know. I tried to be a little bit tricky, but yeah, not too tricky.
You were a little tricky.
Yeah. I knew that ketchup would be like, tell it. Yeah. You can tell a ketchup chip by looking at it.
But I thought like for sure one of these was a barbecue. I just kept trying.
Do you want to know what the top 10 most popular chip flavors in Canada are?
Yeah.
Number one.
Okay.
Or do you want me to start at number 10?
10, always start at 10.
Number 10, smoky bacon.
Mm-hmm. Whose?
Who is eating smoky bacon chips?
Whose smoky bacon chip is it even?
Lay's does a smoky bacon.
Do they?
Yeah. Number 9 confused me. Buffalo wing.
Oh, I've seen these. I've never ordered.
But like President's ordered. Choice. I haven't seen like a...
I've never bought that.
No. Although, in a Pringle... I think there's a Buffalo Ranch Pringle that's pretty good.
I totally forgot Pringles even existed.
Cheddar and sour cream is number 8.
Ugh.
Number 7, jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Correct. Which I don't think I've ever eaten just a straight up jalapeno chip.
I don't think I have either.
Number 6, dill pickle. It's okay. Starting to make that's more sense now.
Low on the list. Okay.
Low on the list. Number 5, sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Number 4, barbecue.
Yeah.
Number 3, salt and vinegar.
Okay.
Number 2, ketchup.
What is number 1?
All dressed.
No. I call bullshit. Really?
All dressed. And yeah. Here's an observation.
Okay.
The top 3 chips, all dressed, ketchup, and salt and vinegar,
mm-hmm.
I would say are pretty iconic Canadian flavors.
Oh, what? Even salt and vinegar?
I would say so.
Okay.
You don't see as much salt and vinegar in the States.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 out of the 4 of the oldest flavors mm-hmm. are still on the list.
Cool.
And cheese and onion may still be popular in the UK, but meh.
Cheese and onion.
Although, cheese what if we ate, what if we did some chip mixing and we ate a cheddar and sour cream chip with an onion and garlic chip? Then we would know.
It can't be bad, except for the problem you're mixing genres, because that's a kettle chip and a...
This is cheddar sour cream.
Cheddar sour cream. Okay.
And then you could mix it with the onion and garlic.
That would be an interesting mix, yeah.
Maybe we're onto something, this cocktailing chips.
Mixologizing. Chipsologizing.
Do you know about storm chips?
No.
Is my next question. And great segue, by the way.
I tried.
So storm chips... is a thing, and it's a big thing in Atlantic Canada.
Okay.
Like, strictly on the east coast of Canada.
Okay.
When the weather is bad.
Yeah.
Or it's going to get very bad. You stock up on your chips to get yourself through the storm.
Is this because of Frankie?
Well, it's not because of Frankie.
But Frankie was...
But I think Frankie has a lot to do with its popularity.
Get your Cokes, get your Pepsis.
Right.
Yeah.
So... I don't have to ask you if you're familiar with Frankie McDonald.
I am. I certainly am.
He is Nova Scotia's favorite.
and very shouty amateur weather reporter.
Yes, a little shouty.
So shouty.
But he's talking about like serious stuff. You have to shout serious stuff.
You have to shout. And apparently, from what I've seen, so he does weather forecasting for all over North America, not just Atlantic Canada or Canada. Apparently, he's surprisingly accurate.
Well, yeah.
With his predictions. And you know a storm is going to be bad when Frankie says, charge your devices and stock up on your chips.
Get
and
your Pepsis.
Your case of Pepsi.
Yeah.
Covered Bridge potato chips.
Yeah.
In Heartland, New Brunswick.
Okay.
Has trademarked the name Storm Chips.
Cool.
And they put out a bag with a mix of creamy dill, homestyle ketchup, smoke and barbecue, and salt and vinegar. Okay. So when I say a mix, this isn't an all-dressed situation.
They're mixing four different chips in a bag?
Four different flavors of chips in a bag.
Come on.
So every handful of chips is going to be a different experience.
That's kind of like a weird Chicago mix situation.
Right?
Except they're not mixing sweet and savory, so I could probably get behind this.
Well, ketchup and salt and vinegar, creamy dill and barbecue.
I want to try this, actually.
I find ketchup to be very sweet.
Do you think that after, like, the chips being in the bag together for a little while, they're going to
take on each other's flavor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of like you and I have through the course of this podcast.
We're like Skittles.
Bring back lime.
I have a rapid fire questions for you.
Oh my God. Okay.
Are you prepared?
No.
And then we'll let you get to your celebrations over here. okay. Here's my rapid fire.
Uh-oh.
Do you prefer a sweet or salty snack?
Oh, salty. Salty.
Always salty?
Always.
Favorite?
It depends on the time of day.
I thought you were going to say month.
It depends on the time of day. I don't want sweet anything in the morning.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I will gravitate to a sweet snack if I've had a salty meal.
Oh, for balance.
Yeah. Well, it's probably just, you know.
I like to mix up. I like to have a little bit of sweet, a little bit of salty.
Ugh.
I know.
So you like that Chicago mix thing?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah.
Do you put like M&Ms in your popcorn?
Yes.
I just heard
but
about
more
this
specifically,
today.
I put glossette raisins in my popcorn.
Yeah, no, we can't. This isn't. This is not. Don't spread that around.
I'm sorry, listener.
Don't tell people about that.
I'm sorry, and I've enjoyed being with you on this journey. Best of luck to the new co-host.
It's unfortunate it had to end so soon.
Favorite chip flavor? I'm putting you on the spot.
Favorite chip flavor? Ketchup.
Oh, don't like least it. Favorite chip flavor.
Well,
not including honey Dijon.
Are we talking like bog standards? My least favorite is going to be sour cream and onion.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you just wouldn't.
It's just not on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd even take plain before sour cream and onion in many cases.
That's interesting. Weirdest chip flavor you've ever had.
Weirdest. Well, for a minute there, President's Choice had some chip flavors that were like based
on loaded hot dog and
barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
And the chip flavors were exactly everything that was on the package, and it was like to the point where it was a little bit creepy.
If you were like not a meat eater, for example, and you tucked into those barbecue rib chips, you would think that you were eating barbecue ribs.
A rack of ribs.
Who's the co-op people? They had a Thanksgiving stuffing flavor.
Ugh.
Not that long ago that was pretty good.
That would be...
It was kind of savory.
Very low on my list for things to try.
So weirdest chip flavor?
Well,
one of those President's Choice ones?
It's just the weird. It's just like it's like a little bit too engineered.
Yeah.
There's something going on. I'm not sure I'm into it.
Best chip memory.
Well, like, okay, so I think I'm just going to say like being a kid at the beach.
Yeah.
And going to the store was the S word, because if any parent said that they were going to the store, then all the kids wanted to go because that meant buying candy and drinks
and chips
and things.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just like all of my childhood and being able to go to the S word and get a treat.
and to get some fun chips.
Yeah.
I had a babysitter that taught me to put Ripple chips or whatever chips on a hot dog.
Oh.
I think that stands out for me.
Wise.
I know. Very wise.
Yeah.
Here's a good question. Once you pop, can you stop?
Yeah, totally.
You're not a Pringle fan?
I will. Oh, is that just, are we just talking Pringles?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love a Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stick the whole Pringle in your mouth without breaking it?
Oh, sure. I could probably stick the whole can in my mouth without breaking it. Do you do the duck lips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The answer to the question is yes, I can stop. I don't, for all, you know, chips, I can open it, I can eat, and then I will stop.
I do like a Pringle. I remember when I was little, before Pringles were available here,
yeah,
it was a big treat to go down to the States and get Pringles.
I don't remember life before Pringles.
Well, I'm older than you.
Oh.
Are Hickory Sticks a chip?
Yes, they are a chip. It's like somebody took a Ripple chip.
And just broke it into individual. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
you had the salt and vinegar Hickory Sticks?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good.
I want to say they were in my household at one point, but I don't think I had them.
$2.25 a bag.
And you like them?
I love them.
It's a lot of work.
I like them better than regular Hickory Sticks.
It's like eating sunflower seeds.
Oh, it's just a lot. It gets a lot of work. Ketchup chips, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Chocolate covered chips.
No.
No, that's sweet and savory.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Kettle chips or regular?
Regular.
Regular or Ripple?
That's a based on mood thing. Because I am currently obsessed with... Did I say the word obsessed? Right?
You said obsessed.
Obsessed?
Assessed. You're obsessed. You've been assessed.
I am currently obsessed with these Double Crunch chips.
Oh, okay.
You would hate them.
Yeah, because they're extra loud.
It's no, not just that. Like, decorative teeth, beware. Yeah. It's like it's
too much integrity.
Yeah, there's a lot of integrity.
Yeah.
It's a very integrity strong chip.
Do you remember?
It hurts to eat.
Who was it that had the Ripple chips that were the tiny, tiny, tiny little ridges? Do you remember those?
Yeah.
What happened to those? They were like barely corrugated.
Yeah, wasn't that Old Dutch?
No. The Old Dutch always had the Rip L chip.
That's right, they did. But I remember that mini Ripple.
Weird, right? I will choose a Ripple chip
if I'm
having a dip.
Okay, because it grabs all the dip better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I don't really love a plain chip with a dip.
Well, I don't like to dip a flavored chip. To me, if you're dipping,
right,
it's because you have plain chips.
Right.
I don't dip a flavored chip.
I think those Mexican chili chips could stand a dip in a...
Well, that's almost the reverse, though.
A sour cream.
You said
plain. We're trying to remove flavor.
Yeah.
We're trying to temper the flavor of the chip.
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
I like a chip. I like a baked chip, too.
I love a baked Lay.
Right? For a while there... Kettle chips had a kettle baked version that was delicious and they tasted super potato-y.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I'd like to try that.
And then I think it's Hard Bite, which the name alone usually would send me screaming. But they do like a Canada Day chip.
Uh-huh.
And the bag is like half white chips and half red chips.
Oh.
And those chips are very potato-y.
So after a few days of those being in the bag, are they all pink?
No.
Mm.
But in local chip news, you have something exciting to share.
Local chip news.
This is not about the Chipmans.
So, I mean, there's drama.
Drama?
I have a little bit of drama for you. So I guess part of the reason we're doing chips tonight is because 2024 sees the 70th anniversary of Old Dutch in Canada.
Yes. 1954.
But did you know the company is not Canadian?
Originally, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Minnesota, right?
Yeah. So technically speaking, it's actually their 90th anniversary.
Yes.
Because it was co-founded by the one and only Carl J. Marx. Shout out to the top of the show. In 1934.
Right.
Do you know why Carl chose the name Old Dutch?
Yes. Do you want me to say why?
Yeah, because if you remember this.
Because he thought it sounded clean.
Yeah. The Dutch were associated with cleanliness and quality.
That's my people.
So, but Old Dutch in Canada, they're really separate from the U.S. operations in terms of like their social media and their websites.
Yeah.
We have different flavors here.
Well, yeah. The Canadian website says Old Dutch originated in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
In 1954.
So Old Dutch Canada is an absolutely Winnipeg based company.
Well, yeah. I mean, so in the U.S., the company is officially called Old Dutch Foods, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And in Canada, their name is Old Dutch Foods Limited.
So totally different.
Inc. versus Limited.
Corporate wants you to find the difference between these two pictures.
That's right. From the olddutchfoods.ca website.
Yes.
First started in Winnipeg as a little chip company with a lot of heart.
I can see that.
Soon, our tradition of making and delivering great-tasting snacks spread throughout all of Canada. Since 1954, our windmill has stood for quality and trust, old-world charm, and a desire to create long-lasting chip and snack tradition. Which I think it's funny. But there's an incredible article written about this by the Food History, foodhistory.ca?
Yeah.
Do you know about the Manitoba foodhistory.ca?
Is this folks? The university prof who wrote a book? Or is this a different thing?
No, I think this is a different thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that, though.
Okay. Because there was a University of Winnipeg professor who wrote a book about Canadian snacks.
Snacks. This is literally an article about just Old Dutch.
Okay.
So it's called Crispy, Crunchy, Light, and Snappy, The History of Old Dutch Chips.
That sounds like my back right now.
So after the Second World War, Marks changed the name of his chip company from Old Dutch Products to Old Dutch Foods, as the former name was confused with a cleaning product of the very same name.
There we go.
Old Dutch Cleanser. In 1954, candy and tobacco distributors Joe LaMonica and Vern Miranda pitched their plan to sell Old Dutch in Canada.
Okay.
They started by importing chips and they used Miranda's mother-in-law's basement as their first warehouse.
Oh my gosh. Thank goodness someone had invented packaging by that point.
Yeah, that's right. They built their first plant on Sargent Avenue in 1959. So just how many? Four, five short years later.
That's adorable. So they were frying up chips on Sargent?
Yeah. Well, no. They were just storing them because they were...
Importing the chips.
Oh, sorry. They started making them. Yeah. Okay. On Sargent. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So as we know, they came in a box or a bag.
Yeah.
But they originally came in a 1 pound tin.
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
I would buy a tin of chips.
It's so cute. This is a visual medium...
We're going to put this photo on our socials at Made From Pod.
Look at how cute it is.
Old Dutch flavorized potato chips.
I kind of feel like they did the...
With the tulips and the stuff? Once
you pop, you can't stop before, you know, the other guy did.
What expensive, heavy packaging.
Isn't it?
For such a, like, quickly consumed product.
Yeah, it's a metal tin. But can you imagine you could have a few of those?
Can you imagine finding that in an antique store?
So all, this is cool.
Uh-huh.
All of the potatoes Old Dutch uses have been and are still grown by potato farmers in southern Manitoba. Southern Potato, Croker Farms, and Haskett's.
Amazing. So it's truly a local product.
Yeah, that's three local families. So chipping potatoes are specially bred. Because they fry nicely and mm-hmm. they stay an off-white color after cooking.
Oh, see? Yeah.
So all kinds of things to know. I didn't know any of these things.
Well, potatoes will oxidize when they're being, after they've been cut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think maintaining color is important.
Totally.
I like a chip with a little bit of peel on it as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like a rustic
I like a rustic. Chip. I want to know where it's come from.
You're so, welcome. One kind of cool thing about the... company
mm-hmm.
is that water used to wash the starch off the potatoes is collected and sent to Manitoba Starch, where it's converted into other products
like potato starch. They can make all kinds of things from starch.
Yeah,
like environmentally friendly packaging.
Yes, yes, yeah, right? Those are cool. Old Dutch also recycles chips that don't meet their requirements. Like if it's a green one, or yeah. you know, that goes into hog feed, while potato waste gets recycled for cattle feed.
So they're using the whole buffalo.
So apart from a not insignificant strike that happened in 1973.
A strike, you say?
A strike.
Okay.
Over working conditions and wages. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the company refused to pay for sick days. Gross!
That is...
Gross!
Rude.
These are people working in food.
Yeah. Especially, you know, foods that you would eat.
Foods that
with your bare hands out of a bag.
Yes. The only other spicy story I could find online was that in the 80s...
Spicy story.
Yeah, I get
Wink.
It. in the 80s, I think it was 86, a Brandon, no shade to Brandon.
Brandon Manitoba?
Yeah, Brandon Manitoba.
Home of Young Rebecca?
Yeah.
Sure.
Home of the Young Rebecca. It's not a roadside attraction. The
Portage has its Pepsi can.
Brandon has this manager, or has Young Rebecca. So a Brandon, old Dutch manager by the name of Terry Hudson, stole over $800,000 from the company.
What's a lot of potato chips?
Old Dutch sued the man and forced him into bankruptcy, and then they even sued Crocus Credit Union.
Oh, Crocus, you say?
His bank.
Uh-huh.
Because they let him cash checks from the company.
Oh.
So they stated that the bank was negligent because they didn't investigate.
That's interesting.
Right? Okay, but here's... So I went on the Court of King's bench, it's called now.
Yes.
And I couldn't find the court case between Old Dutch and Crocus Credit Union. But what I did find was a suit against one Terrence Hudson.
Yes.
And Crocus Credit Union. So Crocus Credit Union sued...
Turn around and sued him.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff happening.
That's exciting. Over some potato chips.
Well, it's not some.
These are some spicy stories.
Over eight.
As spicy as a jalapeno potato chip.
We think.
You know, we don't know.
Would you like to know what people are saying?
What are people saying?
I only brought you a 1 out of 5 star and a 5 out of 5 star.
Okay, I'll take the 1 out of 5 star. Is it about the Mexican chili chips? I can't believe that they got my review posted so quickly.
Well, this is from Roy. No. 1 out of 5 is from Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Ripple chips used to be nice size for dipping. Now, after 3 bags of toonie-sized chips, we'll have to find a different brand. So sad. These used to be the best. Paying big money for garbage. Dog liked them.
I think there's like a whole other market out there for dog chips.
That's part of the whole, like, recycle, use all of the potato. Just if you don't like them, give them to the dog.
See, now the thing is, if I kind of disagree with Jason here, because I know this is a visual medium. Just pointing at this particular Ripple chip here.
Yeah, that was the...
If that was the chip that I was given to dip,
yeah.
I would break that in half before I dip. I wouldn't dip that whole chip.
Because it's too big?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, like, so you're saying, for dipping, you want a smaller size chip.
I don't want
chip.
A giant chip for
dipping.
I totally
agree. Especially when you go and you take the chip and you go to dip it and you can't even get it into the bowl.
Yeah. And yeah. I want, if I'm dipping chips, it's as much of an activity as it is a snack.
Yes.
So I want to spend my time dipping my chips.
So do you eat chips the way you eat popcorn?
No, it's awful.
Do you make people mad?
Probably.
Make people around you mad?
Actually, you know what's really bad is if I have flavored Pringles,
mm-hmm.
and I'll do this too with like Old Dutch salt and vinegar chips,
yes.
I will lick the flavor off first.
That is disgusting.
And then I'll eat the chip.
That is 12-year-old me, and I do not like.
I won't do it around people.
Good.
But that's like secret single behavior.
You wouldn't have people.
No, I would have no people if they saw me eating wet, flavorless potato chips.
Full disclosure, I used to do that, but with Ripple chips.
You would lick a Ripple chip?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, they're like the wiggle board of snack foods.
Yeah. No, I can't get behind wiggle board. 5 out of 5 stars from Jeff.
Jeff knows where it's at.
Jeff just purchased Old Dutch gourmet pretzels. They are the best pretzels on the planet.
Better than Dots?
Apparently.
I'm going to have to try it.
To his experience with Dots.
I'm going to have to try an Old Dutch pretzel.
I was just going to also shout out a local Manitoba chip company.
Do it.
Have you heard of Tomahawk Chips?
Yes, we've had.
Tomahawk Chips are made in Riverton, Manitoba.
Okay.
They're 100% Canadian and Indigenous owned.
Cool.
The founder of the Native Canadian Chip Corporation, Alfred Lee, L-E-A, Lee, Leah, is First Nations from Pine Dock, Manitoba, and he launched the Tomahawk Chips Company in 2015. In 2021, he signed a deal for national distribution. So you can find Tomahawk Chips across the country. They come in four flavors and feature artwork by Indigenous artists.
The bags are pretty.
The bags are really pretty. And they have a flavor called fire.
It's called fire?
Called fire chips.
Have you had it?
Yeah, it's spicy. It's a spicy chip. It lives up to its name. They have like salt and vinegar, barbecue, something. And
I've had the barbecue.
Fire.
And they were good.
Literally fire.
Fire. Literal fire.
Literal fire. That's it. That's all I have to say about potato chips.
I like it.
Other than, I think I'll have another.
Once you pop, you cannot stop. I didn't get the answer to that from you.
Pringles?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll stop when they're empty, but it's difficult. No, I can nurse a can of Pringles for about a week.
Okay, so I want to read you this little story.
Oh, boy.
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's cute. This was in the Winnipeg Free Press. I want to say this was in 1971.
Oh, older than me.
Carmen LaMonica of Air Canada tells me that her father and mother, Mr. and Mrs. Joe LaMonica, are holidaying in San Jose, California. Too bad Joe is out of town, because as general sales manager of Old Dutch Foods, he would have enjoyed this little story related by Monica Allison, editor of the Winnipeg Public Library staff notes. It occurred when Helen Robertson, children's librarian, was reading an ABC book with picture examples to a kindergarten group recently. Mrs. Robertson held up the picture of an apple and said, A is for apple, chorused the kids. And so it went until she held up the picture of a windmill and asked, W is for... After a long pause, the only answer came from a little girl who ventured, potato chips. That's the power of advertising.
That is some excellent brand recognition. And a lot of needless name dropping.
There's a lot.
That's amazing. That was like in the society pages of the...
I don't even know.
1943 Winnipeg Free Press?
Yeah, it was just...
Even though they only came here in 54. You said it was in the 70s? 1971.
This is 71, I think. Yeah.
It's a different time.
Okay, did we forget anything?
No.
No, can we cue the music?
No, we can cue the music.